Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Business performance.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Gene Greisman, Dr. Gene Greisman, back on the show. Dr. Gene Greisman is the author of a number of books, including The Words Lincoln Lived By, including, I think this is maybe his newest one, Lincoln and Obama, comparing the similarities, not necessarily one man directly to the other, but some of the similarities of their lives. Also, Lincoln Speaks to Leaders and The Time Tactics of Very Successful People, on and on. You're starting to get the picture. Very prolific individual, an award-winning, an Emmy award-winning television personality, by the way, as well, a producer. And but more importantly, he's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. And he and I often disagree, but we always think, we all always care about each other. Gene Greisman, welcome back to the show.
I'm glad to be with you. In fact, one of the delights of my life is being introduced on your show.
well, I'm glad I was able to do that. The question that we'll have to see how things turn out later in about 30 minutes, though, right, Gene?
Oh no, we're going to be fine.
Gene, I'm going to set the thing up. By the way, folks, Gene and I are going to get out of hand today. We're going to get out of control today a little bit. So just sit back and buckle your seatbelts. Hey, Gene, I just had a little conversation with my audience about the political class, Republican and Democrat, and I said that Lincoln once gave us this beautiful notion that the government should be of the people, by the people, for the people, and that I said that the political class on both sides of the aisle had turned that beautiful tenet into something that I call the ugliest form of narcissism ever observed in a democracy, of the small-minded, by the petulant, for the ideology. And that they're pursuing that without any sense of shame. Now I'm increasingly calling a pox down on both of the houses in Washington D.C., Republicans and Democrats. How do you feel about that? What do you think about what I just
said?
Well,
first of all, I like your phrase. I think that's a beautiful phrase. I think that I've been watching. I'm not a young man, so I've been watching politics for years. In the 60s, the Democratic Party attracted the crazies. People who, if you know, you don't do this, you don't do that, we're going to bring on a revolution up against the wall. I saw these people.
Did you say it in those days? Did you call them out on that in those days?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I was scared to death of them. They were crazy. Left-wing ideologues.
Yeah.
And they were very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
The Republican Party now, the danger to American democracy does not come from the Democratic Party now. It comes from the Republican Party,
yeah,
a wing of it, which has attracted a bunch of crazies. I mean, I watched with my own eyes a guy stand in front of the White House with a Confederate flag. This past Sunday, I watched.
Well, that was a photo op. There were a lot of other people there, and there was only one Confederate flag. They arranged for that. That was a camera shot. Gene, you need to throw that. That guy's doesn't represent the Tea Party. Now you need to. The Tea Party comes from all over the place. Now let's leave the Confederate flag out of this. That's not any part
all
of this
right,
discussion.
I'll leave it out.
Leave that out. I'm not gonna let you get away with it. I want you to tell me what's crazy about the Tea Party.
Okay, intolerance.
And you think Republicans own the franchise on intolerance?
Right now they do.
Ah,
it is not Democrats who said if we don't get our way, we will shut down the government.
I think they're both saying that. Right? They're both saying that, Gene. Right now they're both saying that.
I watched Ted Cruz, who incidentally sounds like Bill McCarthy, and interestingly even looks like him.
Now you're calling names.
I said he sounds like McCarthy. That's not a name.
Okay, all right.
He sounds like McCarthy.
Yeah.
His whole campaign was defund Obamacare, or we're going to shut down the government.
And before we go to the break, let me say this to you, Gene. You've accused me of being intellectually honest before, and I appreciate that. And to demonstrate that I am, I want you to know that I think that strategy is a loser. And I said so. I've said so for the last 3 months.
Thank you.
No, but that doesn't mean that I don't think the Tea Party has a place, and that I think that I dismiss the Tea Party's fundamental beliefs because of that. I just think from a tactical standpoint, from a political standpoint, it was a mistake to focus on the Obamacare as part of the budget process. And we'll talk about this more with Gene Greisman after these messages. Don't unbuckle your seatbelts.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.